1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And David G. Hall, who's the vice president of syndication for our show, you know, we started the program off talking about some personal matters, show matters, having to do with television, etc. We're going to talk about the development of our program and the future of our program with David. David, how you doing?
I'm doing real good. You sound nervous.
Well, every time we do these features with you, I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm fine because I know of some of the stuff that we've talked about.
Well, really, what we're talking about, Phil, is what's going on in radio today and what we can do to help your program reach out to your audience and try to do better things. And what is happening in television today is groundbreaking programming. When you tell a caller or a viewer that they're blowing it big time with their lives, you have the opportunity for some compelling television and some compelling radio.
Well, what's going on in TV right now that you think I could bring to my radio show? I mean,
well, I think Judge Judy, Mills Lane, Divorce Court, Power of Attorney, all these shows do two things. They solve problems, yes, but what's the biggest, more important thing that they do?
They obviously get ratings.
Yeah, they get ratings, but why do they get ratings? The reason why you can't answer that question, Phil, I think is this is why you and I want to have more discussions about your show and where maybe there's some weaknesses there. The reason why Judge Judy, Mills Lane, Divorce Court, Power of Attorney, any of those shows get ratings is because they single out people and tell them the truth. They single out people and tell them that they're dirtbags. Now, this is what...
Yeah, but David, that...
Phil, this is wildly entertaining stuff. A lot of people have a suspicion in their lives that they are scum on some level, but they need an authority figure that...
Well, Judge Judy and Power of Attorney and...
Excuse me, Philip, let me just finish the thought, okay? A lot of people have a suspicion that they're scum, but they need an authority figure to tell them that they're scum. We are thinking of a concept called, and you know because we talked about this, and what we want to do in your radio show. And
well, hold on, let me back up a little bit. That people want to be called scum, and that's why these shows are successful?
That is why, because you've got this authority figure that tells people the truth, something that they know to be intimately right about themselves. Why is Judge Judy successful? Why is Mills Lane successful? Why is Power of Attorney successful? Divorce Court. Why do these shows make it? Because they have the honesty to not only tell the people on the show, but to tell the viewer, you are garbage, human garbage, human walking garbage, and you know it, and I know it. And
but that's why people watch the...
That's what the show's successful, Phil. That's why people watch. Okay?
All right, let's get... I don't know how entertaining that is.
It's not about entertaining. It's about truth and about what's revealing. People want the truth. And right now, at this point in society, people really believe they're crap. And they want someone to tell them it, for finally say to them, you're living not just crap, you are actual living organic crap, walking around on two legs. How is it that you're alive? What mistake was made by the cycles of nature that you still...
Okay, man, I am getting depressed.
But you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do, but I mean, it's a very depressing... Look, we had talked with you and with some of the consultants about my show going in that direction, okay?
Well, we were thinking of a Judge Phil courtroom segment on your program or expanding your program beyond what you do right now, which is interviews and everything. And, Phil, I'm just trying to give you an original take, okay?
Yes, I know that.
All right. You know that I care about you.
I understand that. I
The Judge Phil concept is based on what is happening today, the need for people to be called on the carpet and abused. Let's take you. All right, you call up, and let's say you waited until you were, let's say this. You called up the show, and I'm going to be you, okay?
I've called up your show.
You're calling up my show. It's the David G. Hall Show.
Okay.
All right, call up and say that you're on. Or what? I'll say, hello, you're on the air.
Hi, David, I'm Phil.
Phil, okay, how old are you?
I'm 48 right now.
When'd you get married?
I got married 4 years ago.
How old were you?
I was 44.
You must be some kind of a fag to not get married until you were 44.
So in other words, this is the kind of program that...
No, just hold on and go with me, okay? Just go with me, all right?
Is this the kind of
Just go with me, okay?
All right.
All right, hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, what's your name?
I'm Phil. This is killing me, man.
Just say it. What is your name?
I'm Phil.
And Phil, let me ask you a question. How old are you?
I'm 48 years old.
You're 48 years old. How much do you weigh? Phil, will you go with me?
I weigh 250 pounds.
What a filthy, fat, gluttonous pig. What a pig. You're 48. You're a walking heart attack. You have a wife?
Yes, I do.
And four stepkids, right?
Okay, so in other words, the point is...
Just go with me. You have a wife and four stepkids.
Yes, I do.
You selfish, fat pile of human excrement that you wouldn't even lose some weight. You'd rather die of a heart attack, wouldn't you?
No, I love my wife and I want my family to stay together.
All right. That's what I'm saying.
So in other words, David, what you're telling me is if I put more of the... How do I do this?
What are you people call up and you ask for them to talk to you about their lives or whatever, like the Judge Phil show. And then they call... I don't know how it works, frankly, but I do know that everyone wants their 15 minutes of fame. It's their brief moment of glory, Phil, getting to talk on a nationally syndicated radio show and then airing their dirty underwear, and it's your job to show it, okay?
All right, hold on. David G. Hall is with us. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. All right, if we're talking about retooling the Phil Henry show...
Retooling anybody's show, really, Phil.
Because today, when you watch the Judge Judy show or the Bills Lane show, people want to be abused, and people want to be told that they're crud, and we're thinking of... And it's really not me, okay?
When you say that, that means that you're not able to do that, okay?
But why do people want this abuse? If you claim that's what...
Most of these people are losers, okay? Most of the people that listen to talk radio or watch this garbage on TV, they're losers. And a lot of the people that come on the show are losers.
And you realize there's a lot of them listening right now.
Yeah, but they don't remember. It goes in one ear and out the other. Okay, let me finish what I'm saying, all right?
Yeah.
Most of these people are losers who are only succeeding because the economy is good right now. Once we hit the recession, which is inevitable, you'll see these losers fall by the wayside and the cream will rise to the top because they know that they're losers. They subconsciously need to be berated, to be insulted, and to be humiliated in front of a big audience, as big an audience as possible. For you to develop the talent to call someone a scumbag or a whore is a significant talent, Phil.
And so the premise is that most of the people are losers and they want to be told they're garbage because once the recession hits, they'll know that they can't get a job.
That's exactly right.
What a positive view of the human race.
Phil, I didn't make this world. I'm trying to get your show to the next level.
So I need to develop the talent to do what?
To call someone a whore or a scumbag. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
The dead air, we don't...
I'm just listening to what you're thinking.
So what the concept is a Judge Phil concept, and I'd like to develop a little more with you after the break.
All right, well, let me tell people that who you are.
I'm David G. Hall.
David G. Hall is the Vice President of Syndication for the Phil Henry Show, and we're talking about doing a Judge Phil segment on the show, where essentially, I guess, my talent is calling people scumbags. Is that it?
That's right. If you look at Judge Judy, that's essentially what she's doing. Calling people dirtbags and scumbags.
And whores.
Yes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You know that I'm asking for calls from a pool of people that you just said are a bunch of losers?
Phil, people hear what they want to hear. Believe me, they didn't hear me say that, so don't repeat it, okay?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So the way to go today on television is to basically berate, insult, and humiliate people. And that's what Mr. Hall is suggesting that we do on radio as well with a Judge Phil concept to go along with the Judge Judys, the Mills Lanes, and the divorce courts. David says that it takes a special skill for someone to call another person a scumbag or a whore on a syndicated radio show. I got to tell you something. I don't know if it's anything that I will ever be comfortable with doing, but we'll get back and talk with him more a little bit about that and you. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. A lot of angry people right now calling on the Phil Henry Show. David G. Hall, our Vice President of Syndications, with us. You have basically sort of let a cat out of the bag that the reason why the Judge Judy show, the reason why Divorce Court, the reason why a Power of Attorney, the reason why Mills Lane, the reason why those shows are popular is because in today's society, people want to be told the truth that they're human garbage.
That's exactly right.
Do you really believe that about people?
Look, Phil, I don't know what's true about people. I only know what is successful. I know what's successful on the radio. I built a successful radio station in Los Angeles, KFI. I am building successful syndicated radio shows. And the reason why I'm a success is I know what works. And what works right now is getting a guy to stand in front of some marginally good-looking woman like Judge Judy. She's a little rough sometimes on the eyes, but she's not that bad.
And all right, we're not going to get into what she looks like, are we? I mean,
no, but I'm just saying, get a guy to stand in front of that kisser for about 15 minutes while she tells him that he's the biggest pile of turd that ever put on a pair of slacks. I'm telling you, that's winning television, and I think it could be winning radio.
Well, I don't think I'm the guy for it, so I don't know. Here is San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
You don't think you're the guy for it?
No, sure. I don't. San Antonio, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you want to hear about the truth. You're talking right now about, we can start out by saying you're a real dumb nut, man.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not dumb. I know what people want. Are you telling me that you don't watch Judge Judy?
Not really.
Oh, bullcrap. A guy like you probably never misses a day.
No,
right?
Man, I haven't seen Judge Judy in a long time.
Well, but you used to watch it, right?
Yeah, I used to watch it, but I didn't watch it every day.
Well, you watched it just long enough to get your dose of abuse.
Okay, but you want to call everybody a loser? You're a loser yourself.
No, I'm not a loser.
Everybody that talks on the talk show on the radio right now.
I'm getting paid.
Well, you're on the radio right now.
Yeah, but I'm getting paid.
I'm
getting paid.
And
you're not.
And you seem like you watch more Judge Judy than everybody else.
You don't understand. I get paid. You don't. Okay?
Well,
I'm making money doing this.
I get paid to stay home.
I'm a professional broadcaster, so I make money doing this. You, on the other hand, you're calling in.
Yeah, I got it better off than you do because you're busting your ass off.
All right, well, let me ask you a question.
I'm getting paid.
Let me ask you a question. If we could do something here, sir, what is your name?
My name's John.
All right, John Phil?
Yeah.
Go ahead and do it on John.
Do what?
Do the Judge Phil thing.
Well, what does that mean?
Tell him he's a whore.
Look, I'm not going
to... I'm telling you right now, I happen to be giving
like
you a direct...
You're a dumb
tell him.
Nut, man.
Tell him.
That's the truth.
I can't...
Tell him.
Okay, John, nothing personal, but you're a whore.
See, he loves that. Don't you love it? Now tell him that he's scum.
Okay, David, I'm not going to...
Tell him that he's scum.
John, nothing personal, man, but then I got to tell you that you're scum.
And he's a whore.
And that you're a whore.
Thank you.
You see? He loved it. He said, thank you. That's what I'm talking about. You see, John? And you feel liberated, don't you?
No.
You feel free?
Man.
Tell him that he's a walking piece of turd.
I'm not going to...
I said to do it.
You're a walking piece of turd.
Tell David? David, you're a walking piece of turd.
What'd you say?
You didn't like it, right?
No, it felt kind of good. Look,
Oh, come on, will you? Thanks for your call in San Antonio, sir.
All I'm saying, Phil, is the reason why those shows are successful is because people like to be berated.
And let's get back to what you said originally, that most people today are succeeding because the economy is good, and once we have a recession...
They will find out that they're losers.
They're going to find out that they're losers. So we have got a whole lot of people out there faking it.
We absolutely do. There's a whole lot of folks out there who are getting by on nothing but their good looks. They're not doing much in the way of work. They're not doing much in the way of anything. And as a result, they're making money for doing nothing. Why? Because the economy's really good right now. When the economy goes into a recessionary cycle, which should be in about a year to a year and a half, those very people are going to be out of a job. They know it already.
So they already know that they're no talents.
That they're no talents. Let me ask you a question. When we go into a recession, Phil, do you think you'll still have a job?
Yeah, I do.
See, you got talent. That's why I stick with you, because you know you have talent. But these people out there...
Okay, so the premise being these people are individuals who are such losers, they know they're going to be out of a job, so they want to be berated.
They want to be berated. It's like standing in front of Mom and hearing her say, you're a pile of worthless dog puke... And
you know that my mother never
said... No, I know your mother never said that to you, but that's basically...
So Judge Judy...
Yeah, I saw Judge Judy today To give you an example, she was on Channel 2 here in L.A.
Right.
She called some guy a pile of dog puke and told him to stick his tail between his legs and get out. Get out of her courtroom. It was beautiful because the guy knew that what she was saying was essentially true. He was a huge, huge turd that stunk her courtroom out, and she wanted him out of there.
And you found that to be good TV.
You better believe it.
I would feel so bad for people. And when I see those shows, I feel bad for them. Here is Interstate 5, I-5 on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
The comment I want to make is why? What kind of educational background that you do you have to sit there and make these kind of judgments why people want to air their feelings on TV?
I happen to be a programmer. And I've
and
got 20 years
of... What kind of degree do you have?
Well, you don't have to have a degree in radio. No, you don't.
But
you don't have to have a degree.
What kind of degree do you have to have to... don't you think you have to have a degree to make a judgment on people? About
no.
How, why
you've
got to
be a
TV?
Good programmer. You've got to be a guy who understands radio audiences and television audiences. But I can assure you, ma'am, that a lot of these guys that program television shows that are successful don't have a degree.
Well, I
now,
don't
the
think
Judge Judy
show
should
change at all.
The
why?
Judge Judy show...
Because they have morons. He has morons like you on the radio all the time.
Well,
that's
I can tell you...
That's plenty of entertainment for me to drive home
and,
from El Monte.
And a lot of morons like you, too.
Anaheim.
Okay?
Every day
so you
I
have this
and I just say,
Judge,
where does he find these people that
well,
are morons?
I can tell you, ma'am, that what we need on radio today are more idiots like you
no,
who call
no, no,
in
no.
to talk
he,
to me.
He needs to keep and that,
wait a minute, why is this lady...
Well, she's a bigger idiot than me.
Why?
No, no, hey, she's, hey,
believe me,
you know what?
Believe
hey,
me, she's a bigger idiot
know?
Than me.
No, his show you're, is perfect.
But you're one of Phil's morons today, lady.
And no,
why are you
not.
Calling her
I'm
a moron?
Loyal fans, I
you know why? You know why I think she's a moron.
I know why you think she's a moron.
Don't let her in on it.
You're getting overpaid.
Don't let her in on it.
No, Phil, you're doing great.
I know, I know.
But, lady, believe me, you're going to like this.
I'm not a lady.
I know that. You're a whore. Okay. Did you like it? She's laughing. I told you.
Oh, God. No. Thanks for your call. Here is Cincinnati on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi. I just want to tell your guest that if he thinks that everybody...
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
All right. You sound like you've...
No, I'm fine.
Are you calling from the bathroom?
Just let her say what she's...
All right.
That's funny. No, I just turned my cordless phone up. So if you want
look,
to
Phil, this lady's going to be really boring. Call her a whore.
You
will you just let her
down?
Say?
Just call her a whore.
Go ahead, ma'am.
I'm on the air, right? I think that
you're
everybody...
a whore. Okay, here, anyway.
There you go. That was beautiful.
Come on, will you? I just wanted to move the show along.
It was great.
I feel horrible.
Yeah, you feel horrible.
Here is Wichita on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
How are you?
Fine.
This is the first time I've heard your show.
Isn't that interesting?
Telling you,
isn't that exciting?
I enjoy you, but I want to go at that uneducated, uncouth
man. I'm the vice president. I hired him.
At the other end of the line.
I hired him.
I'm highly intelligent.
I hired him.
Not a hoe, a scumbag, and if he calls me that, I would take offense.
Well, ma'am, the fact is, Mills Lane and Judge Judy are very popular because they call people idiots. Go
no,
ahead,
I
Phil,
don't think you're
whore.
Educated. The only words that you know are
I'm
going to
let the lady say something.
And scumbag, and I don't think you have enough schooling. I'm a nurse. I'm
Phil,
not
you're going to be fired unless you call her a whore.
You call
wait a second.
And I tell you, I will find you, and I think I'd probably slap you in the face or hope that I would get you as a patient in my heart center.
Well,
because,
whatever that
you know
means.
What? I'm educated enough. If
blah,
I didn't
blah,
take
blah.
Care of you, you'll die.
Call her a whore, Phil.
I will not call that lady.
It's good for ratings.
That's
ma'am,
all
I,
he's interested in is,
ma'am,
Phil,
I,
is
yeah.
Ratings mean money.
You're right.
And you
look
know
at,
what? I really like your show. It's
I don't
want to.
This
I've
is not, not. No offense, but you're a whore.
Yeah. Didn't you like that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, bull
where
crap.
I'm from, I'd slap you in the face, and my husband would knock you
your
down.
Your husband.
Be like an actor star, you uneducated,
if he could get out of the bathtub,
idiot.
If he takes a bath.
I bet you I could smell him clearly.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
That I have ever in my life encountered. And I hope to God that when I fire you, you never get another job, because I hope that your family is starving. Now, how'd that feel, Phil?
It felt terrible, okay?
Well, that's what... It felt terrible to you, but it's entertaining for the audience. And
I don't know how that could possibly be entertaining. Could I just reset?
Reset.
Okay, resetting means, folks, we're going to bring you up to speed. This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. David G. Hall is the program director of my show. He's the vice president of syndication for my show. And taking a cue from the Judge Judy, Mills Lane, Divorce Court, Power of Attorney shows, he believes that insulting people and calling them worthless scum is what gets big ratings. And that may get big ratings, okay?
Yes, why do you argue with me about that?
No, it may get big ratings, but what I disagree with you on is that the people who are being called scum like it. And
Phil, believe me, most people in America today are living a lie. They're nowhere near as good-looking as they think they are. Their kids are nowhere near as smart as they think they are. They know that they're living a lie. And
all right, so suppose they got kids that aren't that bright. They want to be told that they're garbage?
Yes.
Do you think they are?
They, in their minds, they believe that they are. Do I think they are? I don't know them. Probably most of them are, yes. From what I know of human nature, most of your listeners are probably walking garbage pails. And I don't mean anything personal by that.
It couldn't be more personal, what you're saying to a lot of these people.
But, Phil, we're talking about ratings.
You know what? I hope that I live to see a day when ratings don't matter.
Boy, that's a hot one.
Well, I really do. 1-800-449-8686. We have a lady in Nebraska. Let me go to Tampa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Phil?
Yes, sir?
Hey, man, you can't be listening to your boss, even if it's your boss.
Did you screen this guy? He sounds like a dumbass.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me with that. Say, Phil, you got to be talking to... I'm not going to talk to that guy.
That was the perfect scum that we wanted on the air.
Well, I'm not going to allow that guy to be set up for your vitriol.
That's the kind of guy... I told Mike to put that guy on the air.
Well, he sounded too...
Too dumbass?
Well, yeah.
So that's the kind of guy I want.
Here's Memphis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Memphis, hello. Okay, goodbye. Here is Nebraska on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Morris Bluff. Hello.
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am.
There's no reason for any discrimination at all. It doesn't bring ratings up. Like I said, the Jerry Springer Show doesn't... They bleep everything out. They don't allow that on there. It doesn't do anything for them.
No. We're not talking about dirty words. We're just talking about normal insults. Like you're a garbage pail.
How would that make you feel if I called you a garbage pail?
Well, it doesn't matter if it's good for the ratings. See, I'm in the broadcast business, so I know what's good for ratings. I know you don't mean it, okay? Like, Phil, call her walking crap.
I don't want to call her...
Why do we got to have this argument?
Because I don't want to call her that.
Call her
Phil,
that.
You don't have to listen to what he says at all.
Well, I mean, the point is, if you're talking about getting the ratings up, let me do it my way. Do I have to copy everybody else? Do I have to...
Yes, at this point you do. This is radio. You copy other people. That's what we do in this business. When one guy has a successful formula, 50 other guys copy it. Why aren't you copying Judge Judy?
Exactly. What
because
ends up
I don't want to copy Judge Judy.
Call her garbage.
I'm not going to call this lady.
I said to do it.
Ma'am, nothing personal, but you're garbage.
And tell her her phone sucks.
Your phone sucks.
Give me a reason why.
Goodbye. Goodbye. I'm not going to put people on the air who are dumbasses just waiting for you to rip into them, okay?
Well, then you're just a chicken.
Yeah, well, maybe I'm a chicken. But the fact is that I don't...
You know what's wrong with you and what's always been wrong with you ever since I hired you? You're a real soft touch and a gutless wonder. You're the kind of guy that hasn't got a pear hanging between his legs to even stand up. And then,
okay, so is this getting some ratings now?
They're loving it. You are a real piece of turd burger. You're a guy, I mean, they named Crap Sandwich after you. And
okay, goodbye. I don't have to listen to it. And if that's what gets ratings, and Jesus, will you listen to this guy? What? Yes, David.
Never do that to me again.
All right, I'm sorry, okay? But I'm not going to sit here and be berated. If Judge Judy gets numbers, great. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. I like that one lady who called this hour and said, I listen to you every day, Phil, and this boss of yours is a real slob, and so on and so forth. Well, anyway, Judge Judy, I watched because she's on just as we're going on the air. So what do? We catch the first 5 minutes, and she really is a sourpuss, man. She really rips into these people. I haven't seen the Mills Lane thing, but I do know that it's obvious that a lot of these shows are going after that kind of, you know, you're a scumbag. Your dirt. Some people really get off on that abuse. I mean, seriously, they kind of have a half smile on their face when you tell them that they're real, they're bums. So I think that's what television is capitalizing on. Now, whether we're going to do it on this show, what do you, the Judge Phil show? I think I'd make a good TV show. Now, there's a good idea, because I got a bald head. I look a little bit like Mr. Clean. If I'm bald and I have on a black robe, it's, boy, I don't know, that's like a bad, that's Kafka. But telling people that they're human waste just doesn't seem right, although some people do enjoy it. I can certainly understand that. Okay, we have no website, part six in our 50-part series, Our Website Blows. I don't know what to say about all of this. And before we leave the air this evening, we perhaps can come to some understanding, but we just don't have a website, and I don't know why. And unfortunately, I can't get a website set up because it would be in violation of my contractual obligations that I have. So I'm in limbo. And before we do our CD sale, I thought maybe we'd have a website set up so that we could sell our CD on the web as well as through an 800 number. As yet, it hasn't happened. We've almost been here a full year at the Premier Radio Networks, and we still don't have any website. And no one will let me build one. We don't have a good website, and nobody will allow me to go about the business that I need to go about to put a good website on. And I don't understand that. Maybe it's that they just don't want Phil Henry to have a website. Maybe websites are old hat. Maybe websites just don't do the business that people think they do. Yada, yada, yada. I had some ideas. I think we could do some certain things. But it's obviously low priority for whoever makes the decisions around here that Phil Henry doesn't need to have a website. And I can't do anything about it, folks. I'm sorry. There you go. Remember when I said that I like to have everything under my control? Well, there's one that slipped through the cracks. I got no control over any website that I will not or probably will never have. We don't have one now, so I don't think we'll ever have one. So that leaves a 1-800 number. And we don't have that yet. So how are we going to sell our CD and our vinyl this year? That's a good question. I think we're going to have Mike Schaefer open up his living room, and we'll give you his home address, and he'll just sit there with his wife and sort of selling it out of the back of a van or something. I don't know how we're going to do this. I remember one time when the Rams were still in town, I used to have season tickets, went down to see the Rams play in Anaheim, and there was the most magnificent T-shirt that I'd ever seen in my life. A guy was walking up the aisle with it at Anaheim Stadium one day. Rams were playing Dallas, and it had the big Dallas star, and it had the Dallas colors, and it said basically, F Dallas. I mean, it starts with an F, and it ends with a K, and that stands for pool. And F Dallas. And I said, my God, that's beautiful. And for two ball games, I hunted this guy up. I finally found a guy. Where'd you get the shirt? Well, I can't tell you, but the guy will be here next week. This dude had a huge RV that pulled up in the parking lot at Anaheim, and you had to know that he was there, and you gave his girlfriend $20. Then you went in, and a hand reached out and gave you the shirt. He wouldn't let you see him. So I'm beginning to think that it was probably either Merlin Olsen or somebody like that. I thought, well, that's great. You think it was Jackie Slater? Yeah, well, no, it was white. The hand was white. Well, it might have been Jackie with a fake white hand. Anyway, so that's what I'm talking about. Maybe I have to come up with some kind of a bogus pirate site. And if, in other words, the powers that be come to me, they say, hey, Henry, are you behind this pirate site? There's another Phil Henry. No, I don't know anything about it. Well, we're going to shut it down. Well, okay, go ahead. You can try. Something like that, see? Because I don't know how we're going to do this. And we do have to sell our CD, and we're going to have to set up an 800 line if we don't do that. We may have to start selling the CD out of the back of an RV, parking it out of Angel Games or something, go around Dodger Stadium, whatever that we can do sell the CD that way. We'll raise the money somehow, folks. Don't you worry. Because after all, ladies and gentlemen, we're only talking about poor homeless children. Poor homeless kids who have absolutely nowhere to live but on the street. And all I'm trying to do is to help them. You heard me right. All I'm trying to do is help them. Trying to find a way to help these poor kids who have nowhere to live, no food to eat, no home, no parents to love them. All they have is my friend's place, and all they really have is a guy by the name of Phil Hendry who cares about them. But I don't think I'm going to be able to help them much longer if I can't sell my CD. They'll starve. They'll starve. They'll wither away. And they'll die and then decompose on Hollywood Boulevard. And it won't be my fault. It'll be the fault of the people that won't let me set up a website. So just think about that. Get guilty. Think about what scum you are as we listen to Celtic harp music. I don't know. But anyway, that's going to be the problem. So we'll see what we can do about that. There's so many other cool websites out there. And by the way, Saturday night, I'm going to see Jethro Tull at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. And they have a website, j-tull.com. And their website ain't much to look at, but at least it's got news, information, merchandise, you know, where they're going to be, crap like that. And it's updated regularly. And their bass player, he set it up. I've got the whole apparatus of the Premier Radio Networks and KFI, and I ain't got no website. So we're going to go see them on Saturday night. And I talked to my wife about going to see Jethro Tull this weekend. And by the way, the guy that called up and said, when are you going to go out to see some Thousand Oaks? They're going to be at the L.A. County Fair. I ain't going to drive to Pomona to see him at the L.A. County Fair. Do you know where Pomona is in relation to where I live? Guy calls up Mike and says, boy, the joke's on Phil. They're going to be spending 5 nights at the L.A. County Fair. Well, I ain't driving 600 miles to Pomona. I'm going to be in Westlake. I'm going to be watching them at Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. Thank you. Why? Because it's across the street from my house. Wouldn't you rather drive to Pomona? No. And by the way, how far has Jethro Tull sunk? They're playing 5 nights at the Pomona County Fair. Are they doing 5 nights? Maybe they're only doing 2. If it's 2, it ain't. With Bad Company. Oh, God, what's happened to our generation? With Paul Rogers in Bad Company. Hey, maybe the L.A. County Fair ain't that bad anymore. You know, I was at the Minnesota State Fair a few years ago when I was working for WCCO, and the only bright spot of my year that I spent in Minneapolis, the only bright spot, was actually going to the Minnesota State Fair and seeing Santana and Bob Dylan. Now, how'd they book that gig? And by the way, just outside the milking booth where they have those cheese logs, the Beatles... Final night of the L.A. County Fair, the Beatles will be there. The three surviving Beatles right near the milkshake booth where you dip the cheese and deep fry it. Right next to the cheese stick concession. But anyway, that was the deal. And so it's going to be on Saturday night. We're really looking forward to it. But I said to my wife, Jesus, I hope this is like, you know, this little bit of rock and roll. Because I told you guys before, Jethro Tull, for some reason, he got steeped in this English folk music thing. And now the guy, I know he stood on one leg and played a flute, but he had a really good band behind him. Now he's standing on one leg and playing a flute, and he's got a cello behind him. That's bad. I'm talking about Ian Anderson. I know it's a group, but he's the guy that embarrasses them with his one-legged flute playing. Which is fine, I don't mind, as long as he's got a good drummer and he used to rock, okay? But now they have women playing cellos and some guy who throws flowers around the stage and a big guy in a rabbit suit. It's going to be scary. It's going to be frightening. It's going to bother me. How much time we got before we run our flashback? 55? Okay, so just one more minute of me screaming about the Jethro Tull show. But anyway, we're going to take our very good friends. I got good seats, and please, dear God, let it be a good show. And now Craig Taylor, my engineer, asks, does Ian Anderson only have one leg? No, he has two. He stood on one leg to play the flute. That's just something that he did. He looks like Ben Fagan. I don't know what he looks like. Ben Fagan. But anyway, thank you for playing, T.O. I am going out to the L.A. County Fair so I can go out near the possum booth and see the guinea pig judging, and oh yeah, it's the Rolling Stones Friday night. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Did you know that babies grow up and they become young adults and then they want to know where their fathers are? And what are you going to say when some little boy brings you on Jimmy Jones asking where, what you did and where you came from?
That show's so cool. What does she say?
What do you mean, well, that show's cool?
I like Jimmy Jones. That's a cool show.
Did you hear what the woman said? If they bring you on Jenny Jones and there's a little kid...
No, I don't want no attachment.
I don't think they sign a release.
They sign a release that I don't have to financially support them, but I will have my picture taken with them for Christmas and stuff like that.
Okay,
my client,
that's exciting that the baby can have a picture with you for Christmas, but do you understand
that
whatever
cool
contract that mother signs, it would be like an adoption, okay? If you give your child away for adoption, when that child turns 18, they can find you. They can do whatever they want.
213-251-3189 is the number. If you're ugly, it will cost $100.
Are you still pitching that phone number?
If you're ugly, you're a gigolo.
$100. If you're ugly, you're a gigolo, huh?
No, if you're ugly,
he's
then
not
is,
ugly.
Your client is a gigolo
if
the girl is ugly.
Am I a client or am I... You're the gigolo. Who's the client?
You would be the gigolo, dummy.
This broad here. Dummy,
wind
you just called
wind
my...
Wind tunnel boy, prepubescent man, you would be the gigolo. And these women that unfortunately are blessed
you the client?
With beautiful
she'd be the
looks.
Client, okay.
No,
what do you got here, Harvey? Where'd you find this moron, man? Did you go down to the drunk tank and drag some guy off of a bed that was being pumped full of paraldehyde and Thorazine? This guy sounds like one of these guys that's, you know, just had a lobotomy or something. I mean...
That is absolutely slanderous. And Mr. Norton is hurt. You hurt him. You hurt him.
I hurt him?
Yes. And this woman, too. A potential client. Ma'am?
Potential? No.
Well,
no.
I can assure you.
Okay?
I can assure you this,
I'm
ma'am.
I'm a happily married woman.
Let
and
me
I'm
just
trying
assure
to get
you.
Pregnant with my husband. I would never be a client of yours.
Yeah.
Any
no,
woman
I,
who would become
wanna,
a client. Listen to me
I
for a second.
I want to say it to you, lady.
Please listen.
I'm going to say it to you.
For a second.
You'll
you
never
don't
have.
Be quiet for a second.
You'll,
if you don't be.
You'll never have
wow.
sex. You'll never have sex with me. Okay?
I'm
I can assure you.
I'm not asking to have sex with you, and not. It's not. It's. You have to understand this. Okay?
You mean you don't want
to? No, why would I want to? You would have to be a mentally deranged person to want to go over to some guy's apartment. Let me guess, your lawyer is going to be videotaping and make sure not everything's kosher, right? Let me guess, that'd be the next step.
You That's correct. We want
to
make sure.
You think up this brilliant plan that you would doink all these girls and you know, get away with it somehow. I really, you know, hey, wish you guys the best luck. Hope you guys can get away with it. And if you can't,
you're never
going to
have sex with
so.
Me. I can't have sex with you.
Oh, darn. I'll lose sleep, I promise.
Phil Hendry.
You're listening to the theme from King Kong.